last time on the Savage Bear Podcast.
Right, so we sorted out that spells and whatnot we need to do off the priestess lady or whatever. But what a mess up. What just a classic just fuck up. Hey, I am going to say I did predict this was going to happen, didn't I? Like, oops, probably shouldn't do that again.
Hello and welcome to the Savage Bear Podcast. How are we all doing, gentlemen?
Yes, very good. How are you doing?
We're recording on a Thursday rather than a Wednesday. Feels a bit cheeky.
Yeah, whoops. Sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault at all. How did it go? if you don't mind.
Oh god.
Stressful?
But it was wild. The inability to even get staff to the venue was a thing that happened, and then just rain and...
Yeah, actually, you know. How are you guys going with the rain? I didn't even think of that. Was it...
We almost got washed away, but we were fine.
Fair, all right.
No, it was good. But the rain here has been pretty wild for the past couple of days. Eh?
Yeah, has it been pretty hardcore down in the valley at all? Or is it...
Yeah, well...
Half the roads closed.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. It was that all but one of the ways into Kangaroo Valley were... We're closed.
Gee, what a time to have a wedding, hey?
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah. Do they have...
But it happened and they had fun, so, you know, boom.
That's what it comes down to. As long as they said, even if it was, I guess, pissing down rain, and they just both went, I do, and they're married. I don't know how weddings work. I've never been to one.
That's exactly how they work.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how they work.
Just two people, just flawlessly in love, sometimes flawlessly in love, go to the... thing, they go, we shall, and then the priest goes,
and thus it was,
and thus it was, the beauty of marriage.
Dost thy, we doss.
I've actually told my girlfriend that I'm not going to do the knee thing. I forget what it's called.
Propose
right now.
Propose.
That's it. She has to do it to me.
That's
it. Yeah, and
that is a vibe.
And I want to squeal like a little girl when it happens. Just be like so happy. I wonder what the gem's gonna be. Hopefully it's something really cool.
Amethyst.
No, actually malachite.
Nice.
I don't even know if that's a gem, but that's what I want.
It sounds badass.
It's green. And actually, you know what? Actually, I think I actually have a set of malachite dice somewhere. I think it's up there somewhere. I think she brought them for me. She told me they were in there. I didn't actually open them up and have a look.
One day they're gonna go missing.
Or maybe there's a ring in there already.
And you'll be like, where are my dice? Boom. Check him.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. Hold on. Let me
D20 ring.
I'm going to be very disappointed if it's not. Oh, God. Everybody's falling over.
No, that's the wrong set. Don't tell Cass. Cass, if you're listening to this, don't listen. Everyone else, I didn't. I may have lost the dice in my move with everything that's going on. So, hey, it's a podcast. Hey.
Hey.
Wait, which podcast
Savage
is this?
Bear podcast. Your one and only recording with us four boys going through the trials and tribulations of the Extinction Curse AP.
Nailed it.
See?
This isn't a podcast about the migration patterns of wild bears?
No, it's not. But it could be.
Sometimes.
I think... I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
We should just have like a one episode in 50.
Yeah, I reckon grizzly bears travel the most out of all bears. I think some...
It's definitely polar bears.
Polar bears, absolutely.
That's why they're called polar bears.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a cheeky thought. Which kind of bear do you think you are? I'm a sun bear.
Panda, definitely.
I'm a sun bear, 100%. Just because I love those cute fuckers.
Does a red panda count as a bear?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or are they monitoring?
This is
conflicting opinions there.
This is something that I didn't prep for, if I'm honest. I probably...
Well, we can
we
stop.
We are called Savage Bear Podcast, Adam. Like, come on.
Yeah, I suppose. I need to... I have not been doing this properly. Speaking of not doing things properly...
Beautiful segue.
There you go. All right! Savage Bear Podcast. Pathfinder 2E. Let's do it. We started last week with Javier. Whoa. I came out of nowhere. Thank you, Josh. You're my hype man. As I do this intro, I need you to hype me up, all right? So we
sounded like a hip-hop intro.
Tim, do a hip-hop intro. Get on the wiki-wiki-wires, the turntables. That's it.
I think he asked us to specifically not do that to him, but...
Nah, Tim will just have, like, an array of different intros. It'd be great. And then we'll use one.
I really hope he cuts all this.
I don't think he will, because he'll be sitting there going, if I have to sit through it, everyone else is going to sit through it. We started last week with Javier scouting out Mistress Duxlight's circus. He found out very little due to high palisades to surrounding the campsite. The Celestial Menagerie had a performance last night. Riggers and rustabouts, maybe even performers, are guarded as they exit the site, even if it is just to pick up deliveries. He also overheard someone mistreating a feline-like creature, possibly a lion. Yuri and Kale, after returning from St. Sarnax's monastery, found the professor and Chubbs and caught up with them what happened. That's the sentence. They met up with Javier after a nice spot of lunch without blue cheese and waited for the meeting with the chief constable of Escadar. Within the courthouse, they met a familiar face, Delamar Gavini, a shouter for the Celestial Menagerie. Deputy Darius took them upstairs to meet with the chief constable, Andrea Pauldrin, who, and apparently she invited Dalmir to join in as an expert opinionist. And opinionistic he was. As the party discussed the prospect of opening a show here in Escadar, Dalmir tried his best to drag the name of the circus through the dirt with allegations and slander. Kale did his best to negotiate and dodge the comments, but Yuri, sadly angered by the slander, shouted at both Dalmir and Andrea. Javier told Yuri that he should step out of the room before he made things worse. Andrea showed the party where on the outskirts of town they could set up. She told them the land hasn't been worked for a while, and if they could make it safe and clear, they would be offered a discounted rate of tax from their income. The party agreed and left the courthouse. So you guys are currently on the streets outside the courthouse. Javier, Yuri, Kale, the professor, and Chubbs. What is the plan?
That's a good question.
Well, that went better than I thought it would.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, I know both of you have had run-ins with Madame Dusklight in the past, but Yuri, that behaviour...
Well, I did say that this would happen, didn't I?
That's not the point.
Well, you know, I didn't want to come in because of very specifically that reason, because if I saw them, knowing what I know about them as well, now that we... Well, he actually told me to tell us to say hello to Miron for him, if that sheds any more light on quite why I lost my temper in there, so I'm sorry, but fella's a prick.
Yes, but that's not an excuse to be a prick right back.
Potato. But exactly why I thought I shouldn't be involved with these kind of negotiations in the first place.
Well, then I suppose the easy solution is to bar you from any further negotiation.
Well, exactly, right.
The professor pipes up. As badly as it went, at least we have land. And, Yuri, I can't excuse you in any way. I understand where you're coming from when it's situations like what happened before.
Not looking for excuses, Professor, sorry.
I know. And I think we just need to make sure that we keep our heads cool while we're in town. Especially by the sounds of it, or by definitely the looks of it and the attitude that we got this afternoon, it looks like Dusklight is trying to tempt us to do something wrong. Give the town an excuse to throw us out.
Well, the way I see it, that land's not going to clear itself.
Yes, we should probably meet up with the rest of the crew and the troop and sort out the land and at least scout it out. Did you want to scout it out first, or did you want to meet up with everyone and take everyone there at the same time?
I'll meet you fellas there, I think.
All right, will you be all right, Yuri?
I'm always all right, Professor.
Kind of looks at Javier and Kale, and just like... wise been leaving each other in the streets by ourselves? They're fully aware that we're here.
I mean, I wouldn't think it would be unwise for Yuri to have an escort, considering... Yes.
For their safety, not Yuri's.
Well, yes, that's what they mean. And plus, like you said, we don't want to get kicked out quite yet.
Well, Yuri, would you be willing to have an old man join you?
Wouldn't say no to a bit of company, sure.
Alright, who wants to take Chubbs? And Chubbs is like in his arms. Back in your hat, Javier.
If you'll have me.
Alright, there you go, good boy. Good God, you're giving him a scratch on his butt. Just plops it inside your hat. And Chubbs looks up. Woof. Alright. Alright, well, and the professor kind of like puts out his arm towards Yuri. Shall we head over and have a look?
By all means. And Yuri will grab his arm and in his.
And from memory, you're able to work out where you're going. So, Yuri and Professor are heading over to the new circus grounds. Javier and Kale, you're heading back to the circus train of wagons?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Again, walking through these busy streets, it's the chock-a-block with people. Like, every time you go around a new corner, it's as if, like, there's thousands upon thousands of people within this city. Like, it's chockers. It's hard to get through. Yuri, you find it a little bit easier, because you're probably, at minimum, like, a foot and a half above everyone else, so it's easy for you to see over the top and kind of see where you're going. Plus, you have quite a few people looking up at you, and maybe even some people moving out of your way. Kale and Javier, I mean, you're amongst the crowd. It's there's a flow to it, and sometimes you've got to fight against the crowd to actually get where you want to go. But both of you do manage to get to your gates. We'll go with Javier and Kale first. You guys go back through the entranceway that you came through. You see Pim, who kind of gives you like a little bit of a nod. Officer Pim, the first guard that spoke to you, and he sees you coming through, and you see him with another piece of, like another clipboard writing down some stuff, and he sees you and gives you a nod. And
I'll nod back to him.
You head up the road. You can see the wagons on the side. Some of the wagons have, they started not unpacking stuff, but it looks like they've, like, the guards have come through and they've had to open some cases up. They've had to open up maybe some supply crates, and it seems that they are starting to pack these things back into the wagons. You can see a few people sitting out in the gardens, not the gardens. You see a lot of people, circus folks sitting out in the fields enjoying the sun, lying down, enjoying it. A few people are like playing a couple of ball games and stuff like that as you start walking up. And the first person you actually see is Mordane. Mordane's busy, like, just putting her stuff. Honestly, they didn't have to open up all of my suitcases. It's a perfect order. And you see her shouting and crying. Well, not shouting or crying, but, like, complaining as you guys walk past. And he goes, Kale and Javier, did you... did you see what those men did?
Something terrible, I presume.
Well, they came through and they just rambled through all of my undergarments. I'm like, can you believe it? They said they were looking for anything that could be incriminating against us. Us? Common criminals? Can you believe it? I mean, maybe some of the rustabouts and maybe some of the riggers, but not I.
Is there luggage yet open in front of us right now?
Yes, you can see that she's like putting maybe some dressing gowns. Maybe it's a whole suitcase of dressing gowns.
Kaz's going to like mage hand like a choice piece of underwear like up into his hand and like grab it and it's like... Well, this one looks like it should be contraband.
Put it down, sir!
He flicks it back into the case.
I have never, ever in this circus felt so disrespected. You do, that is personal clothing of mine!
Well, I thought it was a nice color.
It's a great color, but I do not want you to touch it, Kale. This is not for you to see. This is not for you to touch, even. You shouldn't even be...
Why is it
I want you to rid of any ideas in your brain or images that you may have acquired in this interaction.
Done. All right.
And she kind of like...
I'm not thinking. My mind is completely blank. I'm not thinking of anything at all.
All right, she's going to do an insight check or the equivalent of. She's like squints at you. Leave. Sternly's like squinting at you.
Kale walks off.
Oh, and Javier... When Yuri gets back, I need to have a chat with him.
In regards to what? He is in a bit of a foul mood at the moment.
Foul mood? Why, whatever for?
Something about his past. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, but we need to discuss my tank, because I currently, how do you say, don't have one, really. So I need to discuss with him...
That is how you say it, yes.
Did you manage to find anywhere in town that can acquire one for me?
We haven't...
Look, next opportunity we have to go shopping, I will come with, and we will find us a tank.
Can we not repair your existing one?
I have 3 panels of glass and 1 of wood. I need a minimum of 4.
Well, maybe if you write up a cost analysis and give it to the professor, we can work out whether getting a new tank is viable at this point.
Well, I can't act unless I have a tank.
I know that.
There's no point me being in a circus if I cannot act.
Okay.
All right then, I will put together this spreadsheet for you then. Actually, Javier, how much does glass cost?
I think it's around a gold a pane.
Gold a pane, okay. So I'm, and she starts trying to do the math, and just kind of goes quiet for a little bit. All right, I'll write this down. I need paper. And she wanders back towards her wagon, and quickly running back and closing her suitcase and just like picking it up and looking around for Kale as she wanders back into her wagon. Soon after, obviously with all the shouting and stuff, you see Bunny run around the corner. Goes, ah, Javier. Oh, and how's Escudar?
It's a city.
Yeah.
It's certainly larger than where we've been in the past.
I know, it looks great.
Have you been anywhere in yet?
No. What happened was we saw the guards start wandering up towards us. I did do the call, but you didn't come. Perhaps I sound a bit too much like a chicken. I did get a couple of funny looks from the guards, and they kind of threw everything out of my wagon first. But I've cleaned it up, and they seemed all right in the end. I told them what it was, and they said that they'll look out for it for us in the future.
I mean, look, I hesitate to say it's just the guards doing their job, because, let's be real, it's probably the most entertainment they've had in weeks.
Well, yeah, but that's why we're here, right?
We will try to... Exactly.
Yeah. All right, yeah, but nah.
We'll try to stay out of that
Yeah,
way.
They didn't see anything suspicious, or they didn't find anything illicit, as far as I'm aware. I mean, I'm sure a couple of us would be leaving in handcuffs if they did find anything that wasn't allowed in town. They were even fine with us keeping the crossbow and the, I mean, they thought it was just a mining axe, so, yeah. So, yeah, no, so we managed to keep hold of everything, all our little weapons and stuff. So, I mean, a town that allows us to carry weapons, and I have you been walking around with your weapons, by the way, guys, like your rapier?
Fully displayed, okay. Yeah.
And
I mean, we haven't been told that they were contraband.
Nah, you were, like, the guard, first time you met up with him, looked you up and down and saw the weapons and made a note, but that's about it. Like, you haven't been told that you can't, like, you were in the meeting, I presume you're in the meeting and then, like, you're, like, trying to sit down, you're trying to move your rapier out the way or your discs so that you can sit down comfortably on the chair.
Well, I like to imagine that my rapier is actually loose. It's not like in a scabbard, ooh, like stuck to my side. It's just like tied to a bit of rope.
I like that.
And then the rope is tied to my belt, so it's like nice and loose.
They were perfectly fine with that. Actually, I actually need to ask you, Yuri. Are you still using your axe, or are you using that maul that you found atop the Aeon Tower?
Oh. Well...
Because you were thinking about taking it, but I don't think we ever spoke about it.
I mean, he does still have his orcish greataxe, but I didn't actually get any stats for the maul.
It's a +1 striking maul, just so you're aware, so you can add that to your infantry if you wish.
That's nice.
It is very nice. I think I'd explained it in the episode. If not, it's a +1 striking maul. On a critical hit, it does extra damage and pushes the target up to 10 feet away, I believe.
I think striking weapons just by default do double...
I believe
double the dice worth of their usual damage. Yeah. +1 the hit and double damage dice.
They're pretty yummy and spicy. Because I think what battle axes do 1d10, d12? And balls are like
12.
What, 2d6?
Yeah, I think so. I think Uri is large enough such that he can carry both of them around.
Oh my. I like that image of just across your back as a battle
just,
axe.
Crossed on his back. One on one direction, one going the other. Mm.
And there's, like, electric magic, like, glistening out of the maul itself, which is very, like, archaic in nature. Like, it is literally just, like, bound... Like, it looks like a rock bound to the top of a stick. Yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, so... Okay, so it was all right. Yeah. No issues. Did you end up finding us somewhere to stay? Are we staying... Is it a nice hotel? I've never stayed in a hotel myself. I was kind of thinking about, you know, ordering a stupid amount of room service to the professor.
Well, you know how we were staying in our caravans outside the Big Top?
Yeah.
We're going to continue to do that.
Oh, right. So where are we going to set up the big top then?
A nice plot of land just outside the city, to the east a little ways.
Oh, and down near the water?
Yeah, close to the water.
Might do a bit of fishing in the morning then. I've never learned how, but I wanna. Maybe Yuri knows.
I know a spot of fishing.
Oh,
if you'd like me to teach
you. You know what? I would love that. And I'd love to learn how to fish. And I'll teach you.
It's quite easy, really.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well,
you throw the line in the body of water and then wait.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. Yes.
All right. Well, it'll be great fun. He gives you like a weak smile.
I don't mean to discourage you.
No, it's like...
It is quite fun. It's more of an exercise in camaraderie than it is a particularly physical endeavor.
I suppose me and Yuri are kind of more used to into, like, more physical stuff. But, like, I kind of... Like, if I'm honest, I feel like I need a bit more sophisticated like you because of Eliza. I want to be able to impress her a little bit.
Ah. That old chestnut.
And you seem quite sophisticated.
It's all an act.
What? You being sophisticated? Would you have a voice like me?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, I like that. Alright, yeah, no. We're gonna have to do this. You're gonna have to teach me the ways of being sophisticated.
Well, the first step is to say things like that old chestnut.
Whoa, that old chestnut! Like that.
Sure.
Alright, I'll get it.
Exactly like all right, that.
I'll keep that in mind. Alright, yeah, alright. So, what's the plan?
Well, we have to clear some of the land first. It was given to us at an extremely cheap rate, so we have to do a bit of work to make it tenable.
Well, I'm glad Yuri was there to negotiate.
Yeah, don't talk to Yuri about the negotiations, what? Please. It did not go well for him.
Oh. Or is he in prison or something? Is that why
he's not
here?
Prison. He's just in a mind prison, you might say. He's very ill-tempered at the
moment.
Was
it a wizard that got him?
It was worse. It was one of the minions of Dusklight.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, his face kind of, like, drops at that. He's like, oh, fuck. It wasn't Jellico, was it?
No, not Jellico. Right. But I'm sure that clown is bouncing around somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he'd be bouncing much more if, you know, Yuri was around. I know he's been itching to, murder him.
Yes.
All right. Is that still in the books? Because I know he was talking about it on the trip.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, so I'm just going to nod. And he nods. All right, well, do you want me to get the crew together and just start, you know?
Yes, I think we'll lead the way out. Yuri's out there at the moment just scouting the land for us, making sure that it's nothing quite so terrible out there. But if we'll get the crew together and make our way out of town, then we can start setting up.
All right, fantastic.
Perhaps we'll even get a show in by the end of next week.
Oh, that soon. Oh, I'm excited. All right, yeah, no, we can do it. We can get the stuff sorted. I'll make sure the last of these guys get their stuff in. We'll leave, and we'll go. Yeah. Did you want to lead us? I guess you're gonna bring your wagon round.
Yes. I'll make sure we're not straying too far from the intended path.
All right, fantastic. All right, I'll get the guys together and see if they can give a hand to anyone who's still got their stuff out in the street. And he starts wandering off towards, like, a group of rustabouts who are just kind of, like, asleep in the grass. He's like, all right, come on! We gotta go sort out them chestnuts! And he just stands there just looking at them, and they all just kind of look at him. They're like,
I'll give him a wink if he looks back across.
Yeah, he gives you a thumbs up. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, come on! We gotta go chestnuts! And he starts walking away. Kale, do you wander anywhere in particular?
Nah, just wander around and just go back to his tent, I guess, and start packing up for the move.
Sorted. So as you open up the back of your wagon, did you end up cleaning up at all? So like all the stuff still kind of...
Yeah, you would have cleaned up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while.
Get it back into the back of it and you see Greg standing there in his golden glory. What have you done with your full plate?
It's stood in the corner next to
Fantastic.
Greg.
So you just got like a gold statue and you got like plate mail sitting there.
Yeah, he has it propped up as like part of the stall. Yeah.
And as you wander through, your foot actually hits something and you look down and you see the corner of the mask that you took from the Aeon Tower, just sitting underneath like one of your cabinets.
Oh, I forgot I had this. He just picks it up.
And you look at it, and it's still this beautiful, beautiful, like, how did I describe it? It's like one of the like, porcelain, beautiful red lips, half-moon crescent glasses coming out of, like, and on its forehead is this crescent moon symbol. Very beautiful. You hang it up on the wall or put it aside. Would you keep it in a drawer or...?
He'll keep it on him for now. He'll stuff it in one of his pouches.
You notice that some of your stuff has been gone through. The plant itself that you were a bit nervous about is still inside your wagon. It looks like it may have at some point been uprooted. Just to check underneath it for, like, within the, like... Oh, wait, no, because you, like you were just having it free-hanging and growing, like, off the side of, like, a... Like, on the side of your tent or something, didn't you? You didn't have it in a pot.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, so don't worry about that, Cohen.
Right, because the guards came in and rummaged.
So they would have checked. And you see a couple of things were, like, perhaps placed back in the places you wouldn't normally have them. But it is generally a little bit more tidy than... Well, not a little bit more tidy. As tidy as, you know, as it should be. We will cut to Uri and the Professor. So you start walking towards the southeastern gate down here.
Yeah.
And you're moving a little bit of a slower rate because the Professor is elderly.
Less mobile.
Yeah, less mobile.
Yeah.
And he's like holding on to you and he's like, Uri, I do have to... Look, please, for the safety of all of us, I know Dustlight deserves everything that she's going to get, and we will do anything to bring her down if that is what we need to do, but we need to play this smart.
I'll make you this promise, Professor. Short of anything physical regarding, like, violence and whatnot, I will do nothing to retaliate to their jibes or insults or actions. Unless, and I will say this unreservedly, if they do hurt anyone from our circus ever again...
The Professor, like, pats your arm and looks you in the eye, and he says, if they hurt anyone, I kill them. I don't, at this point...
That I can promise.
I know what they're like, and if they even take one of us, if they steal one of us, in whatever way that they manage to coerce one of us to enter their camp, I don't think we'll see them coming back. I think...
Yes, I think we should possibly hold a circus meeting once we've got everything cleared and set up.
I think sooner than that.
Just to let people know about... what Dustlight is capable of, because I don't think everyone is quite fully aware.
No, the way that she uses drugs to keep people inside her tent site. I mean, she buys people, you...
The psychological manipulation.
Everything.
Right.
Holding back cash or funds that they have earned themselves just to keep them in the circus longer. And then discarding anyone who doesn't listen to her ways. I'd hate to think that one of us goes down that way. We're so lucky that we managed to escape the way that we did.
Hell, perhaps we could even, possibly let it be known, to those in, Dustlight's circus that there is a kinder option than hers.
Yes, I think. And it's like, almost like there's like a real, like, excitement and, like, glimmer in his eye as you say this. It's like, yes, we should be a safe haven for anyone who is misfortunate enough to pass their ways. That hold nothing against them for being in the circus themselves.
If there's one thing that Miron's taught me, is that you should look out for those people.
Yes.
You know, he looked out for me, and there's one way I can remember him is to try and do that for others.
And,
you know,
he, like, pats your arm very, very softly. I'm glad that his lessons have stayed with you. There's so much we could have learned from that man before he came to his early demise. It's a shame.
It is.
Still, we can carry on his message and carry on his idea of a circus that anyone is welcome if they have
exactly
true intentions in their heart. And I think if we can subtly somehow get those messages to people at the Celestial Menagerie. Perhaps we can see another outcasting of people trying to leave. We'll have to...
Perhaps. That would be good.
We'll have to have a chat with Javier to see what it looks like over there now.
Yeah. Well, maybe don't tell me about it, because that's information I probably shouldn't have.
I'll find Javier and I'll have a discussion with him.
Yeah, good. Well, looks like we're getting close, are we? Is this...
Yes, it should be just beyond the gates here. And then you guys pass through the gates and you're amongst the puddles now. And it's almost, as soon as you walk into this area, you see that the ground is just sodden with water. Mix of sand, not sand, water. Mix of salt water and the outflow from rivers or waterways from the fields to the north. You see most of these buildings, again, which you spotted from the path, are quite dilapidated. A lot of them are waterlogged. The closer ones to the shoreline are waterlogged. The ones that are standing more than one story high, they have supports or they're literally leaning on their neighbor to keep themselves upright. You look around the area and everyone here looks like pretty much on the edge of squalor. You see more guards here than you did inside the town. Maybe because, the temptation of doing something illegal and pulling themselves out of this situation is a lot high, is like a lot more, like, it's a good idea because... they could live inside the city where the rich people live, you know. But, go on.
Uriel just looked down at the professor and said,
what was we saying about giving the people in the puddles a cheaper show? Was that mentioned?
We did, yes.
What price do you think we should have?
Well, it depends.
Was it free or was we doing just like super rock bottom kind of thing?
I mean, we've still got to pay the tax and all, but she did say it was only 10% of whatever we earn, so, I mean, if we earn a copper, she only gets a tenth of it, right? But we also have to feed ourselves, so we need to find out what our budget is, and I need to talk to Chubbs about that, see what our budget is, and see if we can figure out a minimum amount that we can charge to at least meet that.
Just while we're walking through, you know... free advertising and whatnot.
100%. Small things can matter. You remember back in Aberton, even when you, as much as you didn't want to, went to the church and, you know, sorted out the problem with the demons. I'm not saying there's demons here, but a gentleman like yourself could easily help with some sort of manual labor work, or even if we have some performers or some riggers come through doing odd jobs, or maybe perhaps a free performance at a local tavern. Something like that. Just to advertise. And you...
I was thinking something a little bit less subtle.
And who's going to... is there many people around?
There's a few. Do you see, like, it's less people than inside the city, but it's still busy. And perhaps at this time you're wandering through, like, the fish markets. And the stench of, like, bad-smelling fish is quite high here. And you see a lot of, like... You see, like, a lot of fishermen just are like, we've got... a fish here for sale. It was half eaten by a shark, but we still got it.
At least you got half of it, mate.
Oh, yeah, do you want to buy it? And he, like, looks at you. And, like, one of his eyes just kind of, like, rumbles around inside his a socket and just kind of, like, looks down at the ground.
You know what it is? Or is it, like, kind of like those unnamed fishies?
And he kind of like picks up a walking stick and just gives it a prod. It's a fish. I mean, I don't know. It fell off one of the other docks.
How much for it, mate?
You know what? Six copper.
Six copper? Yeah. Six copper for half a fish?
Yeah.
Five copper, I think, is a better price.
Ooh, give me a persuasion. Or a mercantile law if you got one.
I definitely do not have mercantile law.
Oh, Yuri. I thought Yuri would have been the biggest accountant.
Diplomacy.
Go for it.
Is 10 on the nose.
10 on the nose. So,
10, just 10. Boom.
I've got to feed my kids. I forgot what the accent was, so it's now this. I've got to feed my kids.
It's completely, it wasn't that, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Okay, six copper, I think. You're right. All right. Six copper, half a fish.
And he gives it to you, and... it's like on the end of a string, and it's like you grab it, and it's like literally being like a bite mark out of the bottom half of the out of the fish. He's like, it's a pleasure to do business to you. And he starts like packing up
his pleasure as well, sir. While I've got you, there is a new circus in town, and we will be setting up just outside the puddles to the east here.
Oh,
And I'll let you on a little bit of a secret.
Go on.
We're doing cheaper tickets for people from the puddles.
And his eyes kind of like... Oh, like he's shot. He's looking around, his eyeballs flicking back and left, like the back in his brain. He's like, Mildred, did you hear that? And from behind, he's like, yeah, I did. What was he saying about a circus in the puddles? And you see this woman wander out with one peg leg.
I was saying, mistress, that,
speak up!
We are doing...
Same level as me. I've not mistress, good hearing. She's not good, saying... good hearing, she does. Nah, I've got hearing in this left ear.
We're doing a cheaper ticket circus for anyone from the puddles.
And you hear like a murmuring from around you because obviously they're shouting at this point. So you've got people murmuring. Yeah, like, sure. Did you hear that? This is a circus. Get out in the east. Dad, I want to go to the circus. You hear these voices from around you. What kind of circus is it then? And she like starts wandering towards you. Is it a good one?
Oh, it's the best circus you've ever seen, mistress.
Oh, really?
The circus of wayward wonders, yep.
I hope Tim it brings is... down the gain. I just realised I'm shouting. Sorry, Tim.
I'm leaning away from my microphone.
Oh, I'll do the same.
Wait, what's a microphone?
I can't wait for the circus! When's it been, Sessa?
sorry, neighbours.
Oh, sorry for the coffee.
Yeah.
You're right. Yep.
So... We will be setting up out to the east. We have, orcs like me. We've got flying dwarves.
He's big!
Dancing snakes. Flame eaters.
Whoa.
Acrobats.
You hear the crowd just start murmuring.
I cannot tell
talking.
You the last one, because that remains a secret until you arrive at the circus.
Well, when can we arrive at the circus? The crowd says all in the same time.
In unison.
In unison. That's the word I was looking for.
What day is it currently?
It's like a pantomime. It's Saturday. No, Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday.
Well, we are setting up as we speak. So within a few days, you will see our lovely acrobats coming through here and advertising the date of when you shall be able
that?
To attend.
One of them shouts, 3 days! 3 days?
No, okay.
3 days!
A couple
There's
more.
Three days is a circus!
3 to 5 days.
Three days, not five. And another one at five, did you say?
I didn't say anything of the sort. I declined to answer.
He's gonna look down at the professor, he's like losing the control.
The professor's like clapping his hands, just smiling at you.
But anyhow, cheaper tickets for if you can prove from the puddles. All are welcome.
And it will continue on.
Oh, like a round of
this
applause.
This is a lovely fish, by the way, sir.
Sorry, what'd you say about the fish? I was clapping.
Delicious.
And it is going to take a bite out of it.
Constitution check right now.
Oh, I rolled a 17 plus.
Yeah, you swallow it. You get a couple of, like...
Dirty 20.
Yeah, like, I don't know how to describe bones from a fish, but you get a couple of them stuck in your teeth, like, as soon as you sink your teeth into it. It's very, very moist.
Delicious fish.
I would have recommended, like, cooking that first.
Orcs don't cook fish before they eat them.
Righty-o, I
Just
won't judge you for
cultural
that.
Cultural lesson.
And you wander towards your campsite. You hear, by the time you leave the edge of the puddles, which is only like maybe a 10-15 minute walk, you hear people, like children, running around in front of you saying, have you heard of the circus? There's a circus in town! I can't believe
it! Is there really? Oh,
I wasn't talking, I was talking to my friend, but because you're over-listening to the conversation, yeah, it's a circus, are you gonna go?
I have big ears. I will be there. With bells on. Well, probably not with bells on, actually.
Why?
With weapons on, because I'm a big orc and scary. Rah!
Ah! And they run away. You see one of them runs underneath a house, the other one falls over and, like, crawls away into a sewer drain.
Oh, God. Shifty eye, quicken the pace a little bit, maybe dragging the professor a little bit along.
Peculiar people live in these parts.
Let's see about clearing this land.
I feel like the dungeon master's gonna have a lot of fun reenacting people from this area of the city. You wander forward and you start passing more of these fields and areas of growth, I should say, and you start wandering down the gravel path back towards the wagons. On the right-hand side, you do see the cliff that Andrea pointed out. And you start heading that direction. It takes you about 10 minutes off the road to actually walk over there. And so a dirt road cuts off towards the cliff face from the main gravelled road towards the puddles. From here, you can see the grounds you were given. Tall trees surround the area in a semicircle, as if protecting the grounds from the hustle and bustle of the city. Large rocks have fallen down from a possible collapse of the cliff, as well as a few now dead trees that look like they've been consumed by the wild growth. On the further side of towards the cliffs, you see a river heading down towards the south. Unlike the rivers in Aberton, it looks full and clear. The river appears to be collecting downstream, but you can't see where, as it's blocked off by drooping black willows and oak trees slouched in the wet ground. Reeds come up to almost 2 meters tall around what you can only presume is a body of water. The air smells cleaner the further north you are. The ground seems to thicken and dampen closer to the southern swampland. The sound of the city completely disappears as you enter this area, sheltered by the cliff and trees. You could almost imagine being back at Aberton within this campsite. So before you, it's like completely overgrown. Like, we're talking like knee-high grass, at least. Let me get the soundscape of a forest during the day. There you go. It's like knee-high grass. It looks like, it hasn't seen anyone look after the area for, like, possibly even generations. You got, you look at it and you kind of feel, fuck, 3 days. But if everyone, you believe that, if everyone pulls their weight, perhaps it's possible.
All right. Ariel, look at the professor. Like, I said 3 days, didn't I?
Yes, and another one on the 5th. Well, you didn't say that, but they seem to have got confused.
That's what they interpreted. Yes. Yeah, well,
look, if we don't meet the quota, perhaps maybe just a performance in the puddle square?
In the puddles,
In the main puddle? I'm not sure what is in that area.
Anyhow, perhaps you take a seat over on that nice-looking rock over there, Professor, and I'll see about... I think this northern side might be better for setting up.
Yes.
It's a bit less...
Yes.
Swampy and stagnant. It smells a bit nicer.
Yes, I suppose we've got to make the choice if we're going to have the wagons closer to the swamp or the actual circus grounds closer to the swamp. Looks like we perhaps could fit one or the other there.
Yes, well...
See, we could, perhaps we can cut down a couple of the trees and make room.
We don't need to put up the big top just yet. No, anyhow, no. That only really takes about a day or so, a day. So,
I mean, in Aberton, we managed to get it up in the morning of the day of the performance. So
yeah,
we can.
Yeah, exactly. So, perhaps we just moving. We get everyone camped out to the north and till we can get a bit of a lay for the land and get some of these trees cleared and grass and stuff taken back, and we'll see what it looks like at the end of it.
Yes, but I'll tell you what, and just kind of looking over the area, it's like we could make do. This is circus grounds go, as much as it is overgrown, it's quite an excellent spot, sheltered from view and away from the city.
I like it. It's just it's tranquil.
I could call it home, in fact, for a while, until we decide to move on
for a while
to wherever,
provided nothing else extenuating happens.
Yes, nothing...
Also, we told you about the priests are coming out here tomorrow, I think it was.
Tomorrow, they said they were sending some people over, so I'll make sure...
We also will need to provide a bit more information to them about our escapades in Aberton, I think as payment, because I do not think the coffers are able to support quite what these spells are going to cost.
Well, there's no magic user myself. I go off Kale's intuition with material cost and the cost of actually having a spell done. But, I mean, at least it's not Abadar. It would cost us a big penny for that. At least it seems if they are Aradon and Serene priestesses, whatever they call them, they might be a little bit more concerning with the price of things. Especially if there's information
we'll
about Aradon that they want to take.
I think they might be quite open to the possibility of bartering for that kind of thing.
Well,
anyhow, I think
it would be great to see. It'd be great to see Tahala walking around again.
Yes. Yes.
I hope
would
we've
be.
Made the right decision freezing her, or calcifying her, I guess you should say.
I certainly hope so as well. Look, been praying to Gorm every day since we've turned her, and well,
it's understandable.
Don't know if it does anything, but
well,
hope she's okay.
The magic seemed to do affect some. Perhaps, have a word with Gorm about having a chat with Serenay about allowing this warrior to survive. I guess I don't know how you speak to your god, but something like that.
Might try and work something into the prayer, yeah.
I'm not sure what the relationships are like with those two, but you can't hurt.
I don't think it's very, nice. Gorm doesn't tend to play nice with any gods, really, I don't think. But, you know, perhaps it's worth a shot.
Can't hurt. All right, well, look, don't worry yourself right now trying to get to work. Just enjoy being here.
No, I was just going to start checking it out. I won't, Might wait for Bunny, and we can get some of the boys in clearing and sorted out when they get here.
Yes, I think that's a good option.
We'll just start.
And yeah, he takes a seat like up against like a fallen tree.
He's gonna start just like pacing out around the field, getting dimensions, like thinking,
we could put a big top here if we clear those trees, we've got to clear all that grass. I wonder if the Duke likes eating grass like a cow. Is that a thing that like doing? I don't know. I mean, he likes eating all the other things. There might be a little bit. I better not ask. Yeah, I don't think I should ask.
You wander around the grounds for a little bit, pacing out areas. You do see that you can fit everyone and everything in the north more towards where the entranceway is, but you may have to cut down a bit of the tree growth here, so you won't be as protected from the sound from the city, but doesn't necessarily mean that you're constantly hear the sound of the city and it's going to interrupt the show or anything like that. It's just that you will have to start, you know, cutting down more trees over here. If you go closer, as you start stepping closer and closer towards the marshland, the swamp to the south, you do, like, your foot falls heavy, like, moving around. The main thing you can...
It becomes, like, muddy kind of thing.
Yeah, a bit more muddy.
Yeah.
You do see the river does start running down and pooling down to the south. So you've got running water, you've got places to stay if you wish, some land, perhaps you can do something with the marshland. If you can come up with an idea, we can discuss and we can build this campsite.
To start, Uri would just like start stomping out pathways through the tall grass so that people can like navigate to the like creek bed, and if they need to do stuff there, just to make it a little bit easier when people get here.
So you probably do this for only about 5 minutes or so before Javier and Kale turn up with the rest of the circus, and you two see over this site of this very overgrown grove, almost. Large grove with a flanking cliff edge. Rocks have fallen down, and in and amongst all the grasslands, you see broken trees, dead trees, grass growing in and out of them, like almost knee-high grass all over the area. You also see at the back the swamped area where they have reeds almost 2 meters tall with black willow trees and oak trees slouched. And you see Uri just stomping around within the grass.
Oh dear, he's gone mad.
Hello, fellas.
Are you all right, Uri?
Yeah. Just making some pathways through the overgrown grass here. Make it a little bit easier to wander around. It's not a bad patch, is it? It's quite nice out here.
Looks like we can make it work.
It's a bit sticky.
Absolutely. Oh, I did some free advertising on the way through the puddles. Accidentally might have insinuated that there's going to be a performance in 3 days. So...
What?
I didn't say we had... I will say...
3 days
before you panic
next
too much.
Week, right?
It could be, I didn't say it was a circus performance here. We could just go into the puddles and do like a something in there, like a free show in there for them. And then in 5 days' time, that maybe our first performance. I am absolutely certain we can get this cleared up and ready in that amount of time, because look at these muscles. Boom.
Give me a diplomacy
check. And I've got this big axe as well.
What about the time? Well, the timing, though? We have to.
Yes.
We have to take the menagerie's dates
the day
into consideration.
The day before them.
Yes, the day before them. We have to completely cock them over.
Oh, no, that's the day before them is when we do the circus for everyone in town.
Oh.
This one's just for the puddles.
Oh, just for the puddles. All right, fine.
Yeah. We talked about that. We was about the cheapest tickets for the people for the puddles, remember?
Yes, we said half price, if I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I think we might need to do it a little bit cheaper than that. They're wandering through there. They do not seem like they have very much money. I mean, I bought this half fish for 6 copper. Huh, what a bargain.
You got ripped off.
Well, I tried to bargain him down to 5, but he did like the guilt trip where he's like, I've got a family and kids. His voice changed actually midway through. I think he was having me on.
You got ripped off.
Yeah, I think I did. Fuck. Oh well, not a bad fish.
I like the idea of just Yuri stomping around holding this fish. Just wandering through this field, stamping on the ground with this
trying
wet
to make
fish.
The most of it. Taking a random bite out of this raw fish.
I'm just imagining the fish, but it's like cut down from mouth to tail, like in half. I don't know why. Tail end is probably better. You got the tail end. But anyway, so the rest of these carts turn up. Everyone starts coming out at it. Like everyone has come out of their wagons to come have a look. Mordain's like very, very delicately trying to stand like as best she can on like anything that seems solid. She's like putting down her foot and she's got this fancy fur outfit on. And she just gets like almost brushed past by both the Flamboni sisters who are looking around and goes, it's a bit of a dump.
Oh, it's beautiful. What are you talking about? It's lovely in here.
Oh, there's more rocks here than there are on that cliff.
Admittedly, they're probably right about that, actually, but, you know...
I'm having you on. I'm sure we can clean this place up.
I wonder if we can put them in a cannon and shoot them.
A what?
The rocks.
What?
In the cannon and shoot them, just for fun. I don't know.
At what?
Somewhere trees. Let's clear some trees with the rocks, with the cannons. Boom!
You're going to make the city think they're under siege, Yuri. They're gonna...
Oh, no, it's a circus.
Do we even have a cavern? Cannon? Cavern? Cannon?
I don't know, do we? We have the sling, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. The sling. Sorry, I got a bit carried away. Don't worry about it.
A couple of the dwarven throwers look around. You want to throw us at the trees?
No, we want to throw the big rocks at the trees.
Oh, right. We would have said yes either way.
Well, I can throw you one of yous at the trees if you want.
I mean, Yuri makes a good point. The sling might make for more efficient clearing of the rocks.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you're welcome to use it as long as it doesn't break.
I won't break it.
Well, Bunny's voice.
You guys can oversee the use of it. You're the ones most trained in it anyway.
Well, if we can put our dwarven minds together, perhaps we can build something. We'll
figure it out. Perhaps.
Yeah, some way to use it to break them down. We'll be right.
While we're on the subject, if we could possibly move one of the larger ones over near my tents, that would be appreciated.
What kind of crackpot idea you got going on, Gale?
Oh, no, it's just a little...
No, every time you say it's nothing, something fucks up.
When? Name one time something fucks up.
I don't know, how did they get rid... Did they not see that plant in your caravan?
The plant? Yeah, they did. It behaved itself, apparently.
Well, that, for starters, why are you keeping it?
Why not? I like plants.
I mean, Yuri does have a point. It's unnecessarily dangerous.
Oh, please.
It's kind of dangerous, yeah.
All the things I keep in my tent, it's probably on the lower end of the danger list.
See, I hate that you say that, though. That makes me question what I don't know that you got in your thing.
Keep the fuck out of my stuff. How about that?
Well, if you want me to move the boulder over to your... tent area.
I mean, I'll help. I'm not asking you to do it for me, but if someone sees...
You need to tell us what you're going to do it, use it for.
I'm going to carve it into a sculpture, a nice sculpture for the
Okay, that's fine then. If you're going to do that, that's all right. I'm okay
surprise
with that.
Surprise ruined. Thank you, Yuri. Ruining the surprise. But...
I'm good at that.
I fully trusted you, Kale.
But anyway, if we find a nice one around head height...
You want laser? Yeah, like 5 foot, 6 foot kind of thing.
6 foot, yeah, 6 foot even better.
Because if it's head height for me, it's a very big rock.
4 or 5 shoulders wide. It's going to be heavy. It's going to take a few of us to move it, but it'll be worth it.
We'll find one then. Shouldn't be too hard. Plenty of them around.
The professor wanders over and says, Yuri, did you want to, now that we've got everyone here, did you want to say something?
Oh, I was thinking, might be better if you say something, maybe. People...
Right, so everyone gather around, come over here quick. And everyone starts gathering around in like a semicircle, and the professor kind of like walks over to like a grassy knoll, perhaps, that he can stand on to be like at a higher level than everyone else. He's like, this here, and he kind of points back towards the grounds. This is the destination of our circus. This is where we're going to set up tents. I know it doesn't look like much at the moment, but I'm sure in 3 days' time we will be set up and ready to go. And you hear a couple of murmurs from the crowd and say, we may have told people that there was a circus ready in 3 days. But not to worry, you could get this done. I'm sure of it. Now, I know some of you have been here before with our previous circus. And you hear a couple more murmurs behind. And the celestial menagerie is still here. I would like everyone, if they can, to be on their best behavior. They're going to try and antagonize us. They're going to try and harm us. We need to stay in groups. We need to let everyone know where we are whenever we're heading into town. Please, come to me, come to Yuri, Javier, even to Bunny, anyone. Just tell someone where you're going so we don't find you missing. I would hate to see any one of you get injured by that horrible cat and her following. If you see them in town, please don't antagonize them either. We don't want to become a target. If we do well here, we can move on to other ventures. Perhaps even a circus in Absalom. And this is a good beginning for us. This is a good start. We've just got to make sure we do it right. If anything occurs or you are suspicious of anything, bring it to me. We'll bring it to Yuri, Javier, Kale, even...
Kale shakes his head.
By the background. So. Okay, maybe not Kale. Bring it to one of us, and we will discuss it and see what we can do. Apart from that, I guess... Riggers and rustabouts, I guess we've got to start cleaning the land here.
One last thing, Professor.
Oh, sorry, Yuri, go. Go, Yuri, sorry. He gets down from the nice grassy knoll and he, like, puts it out towards you.
I think I'm all right. I can see everyone fine.
Right.
Well, we've got everyone here. The Professor and I were discussing that it might be a good idea to let it be known just quietly to any circus performers who feel maltreated or whatnot, that ours is a safe haven for them. Because I think it would be something the Miron would want us to do. So if you see, maybe not overtly, but while in town, if you can subtly somehow make it be known, we might discuss good ways of doing that over the coming nights. But yes, thank you everyone. Boys, gentlemen, dwarves, let's get clearing for this, because it ain't gonna clear itself.
And it will start like stretching, limbering up.
And I think that's a good place to end it for tonight.
Nice.
We have the circus grounds. We're there. We're here. I could put the name on the map. It's there. Look at it. Circus of Wayward Wonders. That's meant to be goblin text. It looks nothing like a goblin.
That is not goblin text. That is definitely common.
It's an option.
It's absolutely
it says text,
common.
It says goblin. I'm very disappointed. Yeah. Roll 20, I'm going to write you a letter. I want more goblin in my goblin script, please.
Why does it not happen like Windings kind of thing, where it just like converts all of it to crazy symbols and shit?
I just imagine goblins in different poses. That's how I always imagine goblin script. Just goblins doing like the YMCA pretty much.